84.
So the Eagles to start the second quarter, fourth down and 10 from their 31-yard line. And they'll come out to punt the ball. Number 84, Terrence Young, standing at the 30-yard line. Here's the snap and the punt. Way back and calls for the fair catch at the 30.
By 84, Terrence Young.
And out comes Kaler and the Vikings for to start their next first series of the second quarter here, leading 7-0.
DVC will start their first offensive series of the second quarter at the 31. First and 10 for the Vikes.
So first and 10. It's DVC looking to go ahead by two possessions here. Try and extend their lead, and Kaler's going to set up with number 19, Markel Neal, on the left along with Butler and Roland. Andre Lewis alone to the right.
Okay.
CJ Best to tailback. Kaler takes a snap, and he finds Butler, but he's hit right away, and the ball falls incomplete. That's number 3, Randall Schumper, with the coverage, and knocking the ball out of Butler's hands, forcing the incompletion, and that brings up second down and 10.
Second and
10, Kaler has 3 wideouts to the left. Lewis alone on the right. Kaler takes a snap, looking for a man. He's going to find Best. Best makes his way across down the sideline for a short gain there. He runs out of bounds. And we'll see where they mark him. Looks like right around the 32-yard line. For a gain of 1 on the play. That'll bring up 3rd down and 9.
Pick up of 1, 3rd and 9 at the 32.
And Kaler's going to put Smith and Neal on the right. Lewis and Roland to the left. CJ Best behind him at tailback. Kaler takes the snap, back to pass, and he's looking for Lewis, finds him, and he makes the catch right around midfield at the 49-yard line. And that'll give the Vikings a first down. Coming in replacing Cameron Roland, wide receiver, number 87, Armani Washington. We're a minute into the second quarter here. First and 10 for the Vikings at the 49-yard line. Leading the Eagles 7-0. So Lewis and Washington on the left. Neal and Smith to the right. Best behind Kaler. Kaler with the snap. And he's looking for Lewis again and makes the catch right around the 30-yard line. And he runs out of bounds. However, there is a penalty flag on the play. Another great pass and catch from Kaler to Lewis. We'll await to see what the call is. It's pass interference against the Eagles, so they're going to decline that one. And it's going to be a first and 10 for the Vikings right at the 32-yard line. As now the Vikings threatening an Eagle territory here. Trying to expand their lead. They're leading 7-0 right now with 13:40 remaining here in the half. And back in comes Cameron Roland, lining up on the left with Lewis, Smith and Neal on the right. And coming in for Best at tailback is Trayvon Hanna. Kaler takes the snap, and he's under pressure. He's looking for a man downfield. It's Smith, and he overthrows him.
Pass incomplete intended for number 24, Trevor Smith.
So falls incomplete. That'll bring up second down and 10. Stops the clock at 13:25 here. And now Kaler's going to set up with Smith and number 80, Terrell Robertson, along with Roland on the left. Andre Lewis on the right. He's going to hand it off to Hanna. Hanna makes his way across to the right sideline, and he's pulled down.
To the right side goes.
He gets a gain of about a yard on that one. Number 54 making the tackle, Kenneth Nelson, for the Eagles, and that brings up 3rd down and 9 from the 31-yard line. So we hit 13 minutes remaining here in the first half. CJ Best coming back in at tailback for Trayvon Hanna.
No gain on that play. Third
and in comes number 84, Terrence Young.
Third and 10.
He'll line up on the right. along with Terrell Robertson. Lewis and Roland to the left. CJ Best behind Kaler. Kaler, play clock now. Hits zero, and that's going to draw a flag and a delay of game call against the Vikings and push them back 5 yards. The last play went for no gain, so it's going to be third down and 15 now from the 37.
Ball goes back to the 37-yard line on the 5-yard assessment against DVC. Still third down.
And they'll line up at the same formation with Roland and Lewis to the left. Robertson and Young on the right. And Best behind Kaler. Kaler takes the snap. Back to pass. And finds Young. Caught around the 20-yard line. He's going to make his way into the end zone for a touchdown for the Vikings. So on third and 15 from the 37, Kaler finds Terrence Young, number 84, wide open. Center of the field, and he runs it into the end zone for another Viking touchdown. As they lead it now 13-0 here with 12:11 remaining in the first half. As they succeed in extending their lead here, and out comes number 46, Stephon Vanier, for the PAT. Snap, the hold, the kick, it's up. And it's no good. Looks like it went wide right on that one, so the PAT no good, so that'll keep DVC's lead just at 13. But they do extend it from 7 to 13, so 13-0 remaining here with 12:11 in the second quarter. So Stephon Vanier comes out for the kickoff, as we're still with sunshine here this Saturday afternoon, and kickoff taken inside the 10-yard line, makes his way across, he's got a lane, across the 30-yard line, and finally brought down by a few Vikings there. It's number 29, Tony Parnell returning it.
Lady has the ball.
And with the initial tackle for the Vikings, it's number 38, Jeremiah King. So 12:02 remaining here in the second quarter from the 32-yard line. First and 10 for Cobbs and the Eagles offense. And he's going to line up with
Rice Bryan, 53, will snap the ball at the 32.
Looks like a goal line formation. They got no wide receivers here. Just a bunch of them lined up on the offensive line here. Two men behind Cobbs. Cobbs is going to hand it off. Can he find a lane? Yes, he breaks out across to the right and stays on his feet. Finally brought down at the 41. So gain of 4 on that goal line formation. It's number 29, Tony Parnell, with the run. Into the game comes number 1, Xavier Milton, number 4, Aaron George, coming in for replacing some of the bigger guys that were on the line on that last play. So now they line up with Milton to the left, George to the right, two men behind Cobbs. Cobbs takes the snap, hands it off, and he's got a lane up the middle, and tripped up right across midfield, number 29, Tony Parnell. However, there is a penalty flag on the play back around the line of scrimmage. Looks like this one's coming back. It's a holding call against the Eagles. Pushes them back 10 yards. And we'll replay second down instead of second and 6. Second down and 16. Back to the 26-yard line. 11:16 remaining here in the second quarter. And this time Cobbs puts Milton and George to the left. Nobody to the right, two men behind Cobbs. Cobbs takes the snap, back to pass, and he finds his man, that's George, and he just jukes out a man, but then he fumbles the ball. And we'll see who comes up with it. That's number four, Aaron George making the catch.
Damon Collins, number two, with the tackle.
And that'll stay with the Eagles, so that's a first and 10 for Laney.
First down pickup for the Eagles.
To the 46-yard line. Now under 11 minutes here in the half.
Spot at the 46.
And again with that goal line formation. Another handoff. Will he find a lane? He will, makes his way across midfield to the 45, it looks like.
Tony Parnell, 29 with the run.
And that's number 29, Tony Parnell again with the run.
Talia making the tackle.
Talia stopping him for the Vikings. Brings up second down and one.
9-yard gain, second and one.
From the 45-yard line in Viking territory. As we approach 10 minutes now remaining here in the first half. Puts Milton to the left. George to the right, he's going to hand it off. Parnell again finds a lane down across towards the left sideline where he's tripped out of bounds, rather, right around the 30-yard line, and that's going to be another Laney first down.
Big first down pickup for the Eagles.
As now the Eagles threatening, getting deeper into the Vikings zone, trying to look to put their first points up on the board here. As we're now under 10 minutes here in the first half. Time puts Milton to the right, George to the left. He's going to hand it off to Parnell again, and he's eaten up. That's number 95 for the Vikings, Rudy Ellison.
95, Rudy Ellison meets number 28, Darren Long.
And that was rather number 28, Darren Long, on the carry, not Parnell. So a loss of one on that play. Second down 11 from the 31-yard line. Again, Cobbs will put Milton to the left, George to the right. Two men behind him, takes the snap. He's looking for a man downfield. And caught! No, he got it right inside at the 2-yard line. Made by Xavier Milton. What a reception from Cobbs to Milton, and that's going to be a first and goal from the 2-yard line for the Eagles. Clock stopped at 9:07, remaining here in the second quarter.
This is where it gets interesting for us.
So first and goal from the 2-yard line. Cobbs has the offense set up in that goal line formation. Hands it off, just charges in, and he's in for a touchdown for Laney College.
Touchdown,
their first
Laney
points
College,
of the game.
28, Darren Duong.
That's number 28, Darren Duong.
6 points, Eagles.
As they are now on the board, trailing the Vikings just by 7, now 13-6, but they still have the PAT here, so could pull themselves within 6 points. 8:58 remaining here in the second quarter. Out comes number 61, Edgar Pulido, for the PAT. Takes the snap, kick is up. It's off the left, upright. Hooked it to the left and knocked down, does not go through. Smacks the left upright, so no good for the PAT by Edgar Pulido. And that keeps the Vikings now, after their missed PAT, up by 7, 13-6, with 8:58 remaining here in the first half. Number 14, Barnett, kicking off for the Eagles. And that's going to go all the way back into the end zone, and that's going to be a touchback.
Barnett's kick goes into the end zone.
And the ball's going to come out to the 25-yard line.
Vikings take over their own 25-yard line.
First and 10 for Kaler and the Vikings, with 8:58 remaining here in the first half. Vikings leading 13-6. So first and 10 from the 25 for DVC. Kaler sets up with two wideouts on each side, puts Roland in motion. He's got Best behind him at tailback, and he's going to hand it off to Best. Best has a lane up the middle, makes his way across to the 35-yard line where he's tackled. For a first down for DVC, they're going to spot him at the 36.
Victor Garcia, 45, with the hit. First down, picked up by Miss. Spot at the 36.
So good run there by C.J. Best on first down. Gives the Vikings another first down, and this time Kaler's going to put three wideouts stacked to the right with Lewis, Smith, and Roland, and then has Jackson alone on the left, but puts Roland in motion, and he joins Jackson. And it's a keeper by Kaler, runs across to around the 45-yard line, just short to the 44. Good gain on the play, gain of eight. And that'll bring up second down and two. Approaching 8 minutes now remaining here in the second quarter. As we saw Kaler run that play earlier this game.
At the 44.
And it was successful around a 30-yard run down the left sideline. And now Kaler sets up with two wideouts on each side. Takes the snap back to pass. Looking for Roland, and he hits him across midfield down to the 35-yard line. Kaler to Roland for a huge gain for the Vikings.
Nick Bondor, 44.
And brings up another first down for DVC, and they dig deeper into this Eagle territory. Looking to respond to that first Laney College touchdown here at the game. So on first and 10 from the 35-yard line in Laney territory, Kaler has three stacked to the left, Jackson alone on the right. He's going to hand it off to Best. No, he's going to keep it again across the 30-yard line and just slides down inside the 25. And they'll actually mark him down at the 25-yard line. And that's another first down for DVC.
First down pickup. Bikes.
This has not been something we've seen too much in the regular season with Kaler keeping the ball. But it is successful here in this bowl game, so might as well keep running it. First and 10 from the 25. Butler and Lewis to the left. Looks like Armani Washington and Jackson on the right. Trayvon Hanna at tailback now. Kaler takes the snap, launches it to the end zone for Jackson. Looked like a miscommunication there. As he overthrew it anyways, out of bounds. Jackson looked like he was stopping to cut back, but Kaler launched him down, launched the ball down towards the end zone. Falls incomplete, so second down and 10 from the 25. Clock stopped at 6:57. And coming in for Armani Washington, number 82, Cameron Roland. He lines up on the right with Jackson. Butler and Lewis stay on the left. And Hannah stays behind Kaler at tailback. Second down and 10 from the 25. Kaler takes the snap. And looking for Lewis, and he overthrew him.
Pass is incomplete, intended for Jackson.
Incomplete, so
third
brings
ten,
up third down and 10. And coming in for Curtis Butler now, number 24, Trevor Smith. And he'll line up on the left with Andre Lewis. Roland stays with Jackson to the right. And C.J. Best now behind Kaler at tailback. Kaler takes the snap, looking for Jackson, and overthrew him again out of bounds, and tight coverage from number 17, Brandon Justin, and that's going to bring up fourth down and 10 from the 25-yard line. We'll see what the Vikings decide to do here. It looks like they're going to keep the offense out on the field.
Fourth down, Vikes going for it.
Looks like it's out of the field goal range for the kicker for DVC. And way too deep in Eagle territory for a punt. So they're going to line up same formation. Two wideouts on each side. Smith and Lewis on the left. Roland and Jackson on the right. And C.J. Best behind Kaler. Play clock now under 10. Kaler takes the snap on fourth down. Under pressure. And he is going to be dropped for a loss. And that's going to be a turnover on down. That's number 54, Kenneth Nelson. Along with other Eagles making the sack.
On fourth down.
And Laney's going to take over. First and 10. From the 33-yard line. 6:41 remaining here in the first half. So out comes Cobbs, and the Eagles puts two wideouts to the left. Two men behind them. For first and 10 from the 33. Play clock now at 10. Takes the snap. Hands it off to number 28. Darren Waugh, and he's stopped for no gain by the Vikings defense. We'll bring up second down and 10. So on their last drive, they did have some success with the run.
No gain.
They did a few goal line formation setups and got solid gains out of those. As Laney looking to try and score here, potentially tie the game. Another handoff to Duong, and good run there up to the 40-yard line.
He picks up some yardage.
They're going to mark him down right in between the 39 and the 40-yard line. We'll just call it the 39. Third and four for Laney. Inside 6 minutes now here in the second quarter. He's going to put Milton to the left. George to the right, takes the snap, fakes the handoff, and before he can continue on, there is a penalty flag on the play. False start call against the Eagles. Pushes them back 5 yards. And helps out the Vikings now on this third down. Brings up third down and 9 from the 34-yard line.
5 yard assessment going against Laney College. Makes it third and 9.
So the game clock keeps ticking. We now approach 5 minutes remaining here in this first half. And you can hear the drum beats from the Concord Blue Devils playing in the DVC cheering section stands. Cobbs takes the snap on third down. He's under pressure, trying to escape. And he's just going to keep it and run out of bounds.
Cobbs takes it out of bounds.
Let's see where they mark him down. They're going to mark him that he stepped out at the 40-yard line short of the first down. So short of about 3 yards here on fourth down. And out comes the punting unit for the Eagles. Good pressure there by the Vikings defense
short.
On Cobbs. Weren't able to take him down, but they were able to force him out of bounds short of the first down marker. So brings a fourth and 3 from the 40-yard line. And that's number 14. It looks like Jed Barnett out for the punt. And number 84, Terrence Young, standing right at the 20-yard line for the punt return. There it is. Looks like he'll have a return on this one. Takes it from the 25. Makes his way towards the right sideline. He's got a little bit of a lane, and he's lifted up and then slammed down at the 40-yard line. And there is a penalty flag on the play. That penalty flag was thrown late after the play was already blown dead. Most likely personal foul call, but we'll see who it's on. And here's the call. So two personal foul penalties, on one on each team, and that'll just offset. And first and 10 for Kaler and the Vikings from their 39-yard line. 4:51 remaining here in the second quarter. As we were expecting a lot of rain today, but seems like the skies have cleared up, blue skies and sun's out. So beautiful Saturday here, 17th of November, just after 2 o'clock. Vikings leading 13-6 here in the East Bay Bowl against the Laney College Eagles. Kaler on first and 10 takes the snap, hands off to Best. Best has a lane, makes his way across the 45, and he's upended. Now across to the 49-yard line, it looks like they'll mark him down. Close to the first down marker. See if they give him the first down.
Best gives DVC a first down at 49.
Yes, they will. They'll give them the first down. First and 10 for the Vikings from the 49-yard line. Kaler's got Smith, Lewis, and Roland on the left. Jackson alone on the right. Best behind him at tailback. Takes the snap. Hands it off to Best up the middle, and looks like they got his face mask there. And there is a penalty flag on the play. We'll see if that's the call. Good run by Best. Gain of about 6 on that one.
Penalty flag.
We'll await the call. And they're going to call a face mask penalty against the Vikings. Number 68, Carlos
Personal
Soto.
Foul penalty against DBC.
So that'll push the Vikings back to the 41-yard line in their own zone. After the good run by Best.
Ball goes back to the 41.
And that's going
to
bring up
their own 41.
First down and 18. As Lewis and Smith line up on the left, Roland Jackson to the right, and Trayvon Hanna now in at tailback. Caleb takes the snap, back to pass, under pressure. Dodges out one man. He's just going to keep it, run down the sideline, and forced out of bounds around the 48.
Quarterback Quinn Kaler takes the ball
so
out of bounds.
So good run there by Kaler, avoiding the incoming pressure from the Eagles defense. It's a gain of 7 on the play, second down and 11.
Second and 11
from the 48.
The
under 4 minutes now remaining here in the first half. And same formation, Trayvon Hanna at tailback, two wideouts on each side, Roland Jackson to the right, Lewis, Smith to the left. Play clock under 10. Kaler takes the snap and throws it downfield for Roland, and he just can't haul it in. Tipped it up, and the number 24, Nick Pondorf, was on the coverage, and he tried to get that interception as it was tipped up in the air, but fell out of his reach. Incomplete, and brings up third down and 11 for the Vikings. So same formation with two wideouts on each side. This time Best is in the tailback. Kaler launches it deep for Lewis. And Lewis in and out of his hands. Coverage by number 22, Jamal Mayo. However, there is a penalty flag on the play. We'll see who the pass interference is going to be called on, as it looks like Lewis might have pushed off. They're calling it on number 22, Mayo. That looks like a controversial call. But the Vikings get the pass interference call, and that gives them an automatic first down. And that's going to move the ball all the way up to the 37-yard line in Laney College territory. So first and 10, 3:30 remaining here in the half. Curtis Butler comes in now at wideout, along with Armani Washington. Butler lines up on the left with Lewis, Washington on the right with Jackson. Best behind Kaler. Kaler takes the snap, looking for Washington, and he threw behind him. Falls incomplete.
Armani Washington, 87, the intended receiver.
Stops the clock at 3:26 remaining here in the second quarter. Brings up second down and 10. So same formation here with two wideouts on each side. One man at tailback. Play clock under 10. Kaler takes the snap, back to pass. He's going to look for Jackson. Wide open, and he makes the catch. Right at the 23-yard line. And that's going to be a DBC first down. And Washington and Butler will come out. And in comes Smith and Roland. And they'll line up stacked on the left with Lewis. And Jackson will stay on the right by himself. Approaching 3 minutes remaining here in the first half. Best behind Kaler. Vikings threatening here. Deep in Eagle territory. Kaler, and it's tipped and intercepted by number 22 by the Eagles. Makes his way down the right field sideline. And there he goes. He's going to go all the way down, and that looks like Laney College will score on a huge interception by number 22, Jamal Mayo, after the pass was tipped, intended for Andre Lewis. And just like that, Laney is back in this game, 1 point away from tying it.
Return on the interception, Jamal Mayo.
So now with under 3 minutes remaining here in the half, out comes the field goal unit for the Eagles, as they are a PAT away from tying up this game at 13. as the Vikings were deep in Eagle territory, threatening to go up and extend their lead. And just like that, a tipped pass and an interception returned all the way downfield for around, looked like about 70 yards. So we await the PAT. And there it is, it's up, and it is good this time, as his last one went off the left field goal post, but this one's good. That ties the game now at 13 with 2:56 remaining here in the first half for the East Bay Bull. So Barnett comes out for the Eagles for the kickoff. And boots it downfield. This will be taken by, looks like, number 19, Markel Neal, right around the 1 yard line for the Vikings. Makes his way across to the 20-yard line, looking for a lane down the left sideline. Makes his way across the 30 and shoved out of bounds around the 36-yard line. Good return by Neal. As under 3 minutes here in the first half, Vikings are going to look to respond to that interception by the Eagles. Returned for the touchdown. The Vikings will try and look to go out in front before the end of the first half. The lead here, so in comes Kaler. Vikings will start first and 10 from the 35-yard line.
First down, 10 to go.
They got 2:47 to work with here and two timeouts remaining. So Butler lines up on the right with Lewis. And Young in motion going to the right, as he originally was with number 89, Eric Robinson. Kaler's just going to hand it off to Best. Best has a lane up the middle, makes his way across the 50-yard line, and finally brought down inside the 45. CJ Best with the carry. And they're going to place it at the 45-yard line in Laney College territory. So first and 10 for DVC. And same formation now. Two wideouts on each side. Butler, Lewis on the right. Hands it off to Best again, and he's got another lane up the middle, across to the 30-yard line, inside the 25, where he's brought down by number 17, Brandon Justin. But CJ Best again with a huge carry, and another first down for DVC. Inside the 25-yard line, they'll mark it at the 24, first and 10, as we are now just about to hit 2 minutes. But Laney's going to call a timeout, their first one of the half. 2:12 remaining here in the second quarter. DVC, after two huge runs by CJ Best, now threatening to go back out in front. 13-13 with 2:12 remaining here in the first half of the first ever East Bay Bowl between DVC and Laney College. So back from the Laney College timeout here. Game tied at 13. 2:12 remaining. It's first and 10 from the 24-yard line for the Vikings. Kaler has two wideouts on each side. Trayvon Hanna at tailback takes the snap. He's looking for a man. Finds Smith wide open. Makes his way inside, and he's in for a touchdown for DVC. They respond to the pick six by the Eagles. And just like that, the Vikings now in about four or five plays, they go back out in front. 19-13 with 2:03 remaining in the second quarter. Under a minute, the Vikings respond. Two huge runs by CJ Best set up the pass, 24-yard touchdown pass from Kaler to Smith. And out comes Vanier for the PAT. Try and put the Vikings up by 7. The snap, the hold, the kick is up. It's good. So DVC leads by 7 again. 20-13 with 2:03 remaining here in the first half of the East Bay Bowl between the Eagles of Laney College and the Vikings of DVC. And out comes Vanier for the kickoff for DVC. Boots it downfield. Number 29 right around the 6-yard line. Takes it and takes a huge hit from number 59. Kafahu and Natoni for DVC. Huge hit. Tackles him right at the 19-yard line. We'll make it to 20, actually. And so out comes Cobbs and the Eagles offense. looking to respond. They have under 2 minutes to work with here, 1:58 remaining in the half. To respond to DVC's quick drive downfield to take back the lead, 20-13. Cobbs has three wideouts stacked on the right, one to the left. And he's under pressure looking for number four. It's tipped! Intercepted by the Vikings! Number nine, downfield. He's going to go and be tackled. Is he in the end zone? He's in! Number nine, Robert Johnson with the pick six. First play of the drive by the Eagles. It's tipped by number four, Aaron George, the intended wide receiver. And picked off by Robert Johnson, number nine by the Vikings, and returned all the way for six. So with 1:46 remaining here in the second quarter. So there is a penalty after on a low block on Lady College, and that's going to be enforced on the kickoff. Touchdown counts. So 1:46 remaining here in the first half. DVC goes up now by 13, 26-13. And Stephon Bannier comes out for the PAT to try and make it 14. Number 84, Terrence Young out to hold. And the snap, the hold, the kick, it's up. The kick is good, so DVC leads now by 14, 27-13 with 1:46 remaining here in the second quarter. After the interception by Robert Johnson off the tip from Aaron George, the intended wideout on Laney College. And as the Eagles had some life as they tied the game off of their huge pick six to tie the game at 13. DVC responds with a touchdown drive after two big runs by CJ Best to go up by 7, 20-13. And off the first play from Cobbs of the Eagles' following drive, it's tipped off of Aaron George, the intended wideout, intercepted by Johnson by the Vikings. Return for a touchdown. So DVC up by 14. And after that personal foul on the pick six, Bannier is going to be kicking from the 50-yard line. 15 yards added on for the kickoff, so this should just fly out of the back of the end zone. We'll see what Vanier decides to do with it. And that is going to do just that, out of the back of the end zone, and that's going to be a touchback where Cobbs and the Eagles will come out and start from the 25-yard line to respond now, going down in just about a minute by two touchdowns. Good offensive drive by the Vikings to get the first, and then a pick six by Johnson for the next touchdown. So DVC leading 27-13, 1:46 remaining here in the first half of the East Bay Bowl. So now it looks like number 11, Austin Kent, comes in at quarterback, hands it off to number 7, Jackson, and he's got a lane down the left sideline. It looks like across to the 45. They'll mark him down at the 46-yard line. Huge run by Kyle Jackson. That's coming in for Charles Cobbs, number 11, Austin Kent. Eagles coaching, looking to maybe start a spark here. They're going to go into the hurry-up and hand it off to Jackson, and he's going to be taken down. Minimal gain there, and a penalty flag thrown on the play. Looks like number 3, Kyle Egan, made the tackle.
Met by Kyle Egan. Also help from 44 to
Italia. So we'll see what the call is on the play. Late hit call to number 10, Kyle Cragen on DVC.
Viking infraction.
And that's going to move the ball now into Viking territory to the 36-yard line. And just like that, Laney threatening deep in the Vikings zone here. With 1:25 remaining here in the first half. Three wideouts stacked to the right, one to the left. Austin Kent has the ball. It's snapped and it's fumbled, and he's going to cover it up right at the 48-yard line. So that pushes him back to the 48-yard line. That brings him second down and long. Two wideouts on each side. Kent takes the snap, back to pass, under pressure, and escapes it. Launches it downfield, and no, short pass to number one. Milton makes the catch, jukes out one guy, and finally taken down right around the 45-yard line in DVC territory for a short gain of about 4 yards. They're going to mark him down at the 44. Under a minute now remaining, and that brings up a third down and long. And Laney takes their second time out of the half, stopping the clock at 58.4. And DVC leading 27-13 here late in the first half of the East Bay Bowl. So special day today, first East Bay Bowl, and with the joyful drumming of the Concord Blue Devils here, percussion section in the DVC stand. So on third down and long, Cobb back in at cornerback. Intended, looked like, for number two, Ray Buford. And there is a penalty flag after the play. Could have been a late hit call against DVC on the quarterback. And it's roughing the passer against DVC, so that's going to give them an automatic first down and push them deeper into Viking territory. They're going to place the ball at the 29-yard line. As after Austin Kent had a series at quarterback, they bring back in after the timeout number 10, Charles Cobbs, who sets up with three wideouts stacked to the left and puts number one, Xavier Milton, alone on the right. To his right is Kyle Jackson at tailback. Launches it downfield, and this is going to be intercepted by number five, Tyrone Walker. And we'll see how far he can take this one. Makes his way across the 20. Brought down around the 30-yard line. So another interception off of Cobbs by number five, Tyrone Walker. So the Vikings take over now, 38.3 to work with. We'll see if they can do anything with it before the end of the first half. Already leading 27-13. And that is costly by the Eagles as they were got a roughing the passer call that pushed him deeper into Vikings territory, which gave them the potential to try and strike and put some points up on the board before the end of the first half and shrink the deficit they have here to the Vikings. So just like that, though, interception by Walker, and Kaler comes out with two wideouts on each side. CJ Best behind him at tailback and takes the snap from the 31-yard line, first and 10. Kaler hits number 83, Curtis Butler, and gets a short gain as he's eaten up by about four Eagles on the play. Gain of four to the 35-yard line. Penalty flag on the play. Holding against the Vikings, that'll push him back 10 yards. Back to the 21-yard line. DVC has two timeouts remaining here with just the 30.7 left to work with in the first half. So the sun is still out on what we expected to be a rainy game. So forecast was rain all weekend. It rained last night, rained this morning, and just for the East Bay Bowl, it seems like the sun coming out and shining. So on first and 20 from the 21-yard line, Kaler takes the snap and finds C.J. Best for a minimal gain to the 26-yard line. Gain of five. And that's going to run out the clock on the first half. So exciting first half here, the first ever East Bay Bowl. DVC leading Laney College 27-13. Off of some strong offense to respond to a pick six by the Eagles. And then DVC comes right back with the pick six of their own to go up 14 points, 27-13 after the first half of the first ever East Bay Bowl between the Laney College Eagles and the DVC Vikings.